We're joined now by Roger Franks, the head coach of the Pulaski Academy Bruins, as he turns his headset around. And Roger, I know probably a little bit of disappointment the way the basketball season ended last year, a state runner-up, but just to get to that state championship game had to be exciting.
It was. Now, that was the year before
last. I'm sorry. That's right. when you had Dusty Hannes.
Right. Dusty had a great senior year for us, and then really proud of him this past year for Texas Tech. Started just the game before Christmas and then the remainder of the season, and really proud he was on the all-freshman academic team as well.
Talk about some of the athletes that are out here today. I know you've been able to watch a little bit of it.
We have just some great athletes, great program, the Arkansas Wings, and this last game I'm watching with special interest because our senior point guard Marcus Wallace is playing with the Wings, but very impressive group of athletes, and it's just a great opportunity for these guys to continue to improve and get better throughout the summer.
And this time of the year, the fact of developing, trying to get better before they come back to school, is that the main goal that you sent them home with?
Really is. We have already played 22 games this year as a high school team, and then we took off, of course, for the dead period, and then we have a team camp next week, and then our guys lift weights and do individual work. And that's one thing that we've really put an emphasis in, and that's one thing that I think is so important. And more AAU teams or programs like the Wings are doing this, they're emphasizing more individual development. And in the past, that's one of the concerns I've had about some AAU programs is they just play all the time, which is good, but you don't really have the time to work on your individual game and improve your skill development and lift weights and do those things that are important to become a better and complete player.
Do you encourage your kids to go and play AAU ball, or, you know, what, do you have camps here? What do you like for your players to do in the summer?
Well, we think it's real important to work on individual skill development, and we play as a team, a high school team. We'll play around 25 to 30 games as a high school team.
Is there a limit on? Sorry, is there a limit on that? How many you can play?
Yeah, there's really not.
Yeah,
and that's a pretty good balance for us because here we share a lot of guys with football, and you know, there's a point where you can do too much, but we think it's important. The football guys have a good balance, and Coach Kelly and I work hard to work together, and the guys in there and the football players that we have are in their weight program, and then our basketball players do something separate. But and as far as encouraging guys, Matt, we encourage them to play for the right programs and the right coaches that emphasize skill development and do things the right way. And
you don't want them getting bad habits going up there and playing the wrong way. You want them still playing team ball and working on the right thing.
Absolutely. That's something we stress a lot, is playing the game right, which means you play as hard as you can, you share the basketball, and you just do things the right way, the way you're going to do them when you come back to us.
Roger, we appreciate you for letting us take over the office this afternoon. It's been fun.
We took over pretty quick.
We love watching the hoops, too.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're glad to have you guys here today.